It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Your Purpose. I'm Peter. It's Joyce Nielsen, and we're just happy to be here. Whether you're tuning in on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, or you're watching us right now on YouTube, we just appreciate you. If you like this content, just click the subscribe button. Today, we're going to be talking about something that you really, she's such a girly girl, and she just has amazing skin. And on the other hand, me, I haven't taken care of my skin my entire life until just recently. I think you've been a very good positive enforcement on skincare for me.
I guess I like our rituals, yeah.
And she is almost two decades younger than me, so I need to keep up with her. But yeah, we're going to be talking about the largest organ on truly the importance of taking care of your skin, how it really helps you from the inside out. And, you know, but I could just be honest. It's like, you bought me that ancestry thing. I always thought I was half Italian because my mom is 100% Italian. My dad always said he's 100% Danish. So I just thought I was Danish and Italian. And then you bought me this thing with the saliva, blah, blah, and got a lot of ancestries from Greece, Northern Italy, Little Irish, but mostly, I would say, dominantly Italian, Greek, and then Danish and Scandinavian. My skin, I've been very blessed where I could say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to sound bogus here, but for people that have watched me on TV over the years, I've been doing this since I've been 21, and I'm humbled to say I'm 62 right now, and I feel great. But I've never taken care of my skin. And you have taught me a lot.
You.
Right, and your skin.
You're lucky we have a good starting point to work from.
Oh, brother. But all kidding aside, it's like as a guy, you know, and I love the outdoors. And we live on a lake. And, you know, we both have been outdoors people our whole lives, even when we weren't together. So I love to be on the boat. I love to be outdoors most of the day, love playing tennis with the dog, just running around, bicycling, and I never put on, I'm embarrassed to say, I mean, I've done TV pieces on the importance with chief of dermatology, my buddy, Dr. Stephen Schumer, who's the head of Beaumont, and he has his own practice, always telling me every year, make sure you and your family come in and we take a look at your birthday suit, meaning your skin, to look for blemishes and melanoma and cancer,
yeah, it's
precancer.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. But I've never done that. So now I'm starting to do that. And I really think that you've been a big influence. You need to, this woman is low maintenance, but you need to give her at least an hour to baby herself in the morning. First of all, and again, this is a rated PG show, but whether she's getting out of bed in the morning or whether she has no makeup on, she is this beautiful from the inside out. So I'm grateful for you.
Thank you.
Talk about how you take care of your skin, yeah, because I learned from you.
Well, that whole hour is a combination of stuff, right? I mean,
this may be a 2-hour show.
I'm meditating. I'm having my morning, like, coffee or
right.
Or my smoothie. And I put, like, a little bit. I have a collagen gel, the Sandora. I'll put in my smoothie. So I'll be drinking that,
right,
you know, while I'm doing my skincare routine. But I do, I'm a weird. I like to shower twice a day. So every morning I use like a sugar scrub, which is amazing and exfoliate like my whole body. And then after that,
it smells good too.
Well, yeah, it keeps you clean. And then I love to use like an almond oil just to keep your skin moisturized. And it has a nice, easy, clean scent. Doesn't have chemicals or anything crazy like that in it. Or coconut oil is always great if you have dry feet and elbows. But every morning I do that just because I know, you know.
You also use sometimes sesame seed oil, right? And it's light.
Yes, sesame seed oil you can use as well, either or. And then, but it's like a whole routine I do. And then I have also for like exposed parts of my body, because gone are the days of baby oil while I'm tanning in the sun.
And iodine.
With the
reflectors.
I have a lot of sunspots that I incurred from that. So, you know, then I found like this really great other cream that I use. It's Exo Body, and I put it on all the areas that are exposed by the skin, and it has a natural sunscreen in it, and it also lightens some of the pigmentation. Yeah,
the exosomes that we'll talk about. You know, it's pretty amazing. One of the things that I've learned years ago, and only one thing when it comes to skincare for myself, is when I would put something on after a shower, do it while you're still wet. A lot of people will dry themselves off and then put the oil on. Mm-hmm. And what Dr. Steven Schumer was saying to me, my dermatologist, is when you're still wet, before you towel yourself, put on, if you're going to put on sesame seed or you're going to put on almond or macadamia, whatever, coconut oil, is put it on while it's still, your skin is still damp and a little wet, then dry it off so you're that it's going into the pores.
Yeah.
Which is really, really amazing. You know, and we, I think, you know, it's pretty wild as you're aging, and we're all going to do that. God willing, we're still alive. We're all going to age. But what I've noticed is the sunspots, and some people call them age spots. The sunspots or age spots creep up on you. So you could not have any wrinkles, but you still could get fine crow lines or dryness in your skin that amplifies that. Or what I get, because half of me from the Italy, the northern Italy, the Greece, loves to tan. The other half of me from Denmark likes to burn. So it's so important, especially living in the Midwest or on the East Coast like I have my whole life, and you too, is that for me, that first sun in April, you know, is usually what burns me. So that's why it's so important to truly just put protection when it comes to skincare, because even having an autoimmune disease like Crohn's, some of the first things when I was 14, I was diagnosed when I was 15, but when I was young, I would get sores, like dryness under my eyes. It was like eczema, almost like. And I would get cracks in my lips. And we went to dermatologists in the time in Brooklyn until I got diagnosed at the age of 15 and realized that before having inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune condition, like lupus or different things, is that sometimes when you have an autoimmune condition that, say, the focus is on your digestive tract, where Crohn's disease will affect from your esophagus to your anus. When I was young, before I would have any ailment to my intestinal tract, my skin told me from the inside out. When I started seeing dry, I would get like dry blemishes that was like a lizard, that were maybe like a silver dollar size on my thigh or on my arm. Then it became itchy. Sometimes it would scab because I was itching it so much. That was a sign that my body wasn't absorbing nutrients. And that was one of the ways that the doctors then furthered exploratory to diagnose me with Crohn's. So your skin is your largest organ, and we really need to take care of it. And as I'm aging now, I am hypersensitive to, I feel great, but I also want, and again, we all have a little vanity. We all want to look presentable. I mean, think about it. A lot of you who have watched me over the last 30 years on television, we've watched each other. Well, I haven't seen you yet, but you guys, some of you have been having breakfast with me on the Today Show for 2 decades, seeing me get older. So I'm just at a point, and I think you've been just a positive influence, to just spend an extra 5 minutes. It needs to be plain, simple, and fun. And that's why some of the things that we do now in our daily regimen when it comes to skincare is so simple. Like in the morning, and I'm going to talk about this, we found this company, Exoceuticals, that has the next generation of skincare. And it's all about exosomes. And I'm going to explain what that is. But I literally just open up something before I even put my contacts in. And I'm just like literally just going like this, and I'm done. And then I do the same thing. I wash my, you know, wash my face at night or take a shower, and then I'll put this on before bed. And it's pretty awesome. They also have a men's pump that's pretty cool, and it's just called Exo Face, Exo Men. But I guess my question to you is, as even a woman, and there's a lot of women, 60% of our audience is women, 40% is men. For the women out there, a lot of times you can see a young woman and she puts so much foundation on her face that it almost makes her look old.
Yeah.
It makes her skin,
it ages her,
mm-hmm. And it makes sometimes, if it's on the whole day, it makes sometimes it looks like she's got lines.
It migrates.
Right. So how do you personally, you know, you're just naturally beautiful. I mean, I just am married to the love of my life. Mm-hmm. And you're beautiful from the inside out. And I God chose you, and then I chose you because of your soul and your heart. But your skin is magnificent. How do you have that balance of putting on, like, do you put on the skincare stuff first and then makeup? Do you put on your makeup and then the skin stuff? Like, this is a one on one. Only a husband would ask this.
I mean, it sounds terrible. Only a man would ask that question.
It's true, but I'm sure there's a lot of guys that are like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Know that you don't.
You know that I don't know. I don't know about this stuff.
That's okay, honey.
So teach me. Teach us.
No, so, no, it's a process. You know, I mean, you want to start with a clean surface, obviously. And one of the best
things. What is it called?
It's just keeping it clean. You know, exfoliate it. Use a facial toner or
What did you buy me that? I love that stuff.
Substances.
What's
so that you have a clear, nice, radiant complexion, because it starts with that. And then there's the collagen boosters that you can take that definitely help with, like, having a natural glow and reduce the wrinkles. The one I mentioned earlier is Endora by a company called Zervita. So that one's ingestible. And then I, like, do, like, a double whammy on my on my wrinkles, however you want to say it.
Wrinkles. Now, which one is that?
So this one, it's a face moisturizing perfector. And that one is also by Exo. But, I mean, I always start by, I wash, I cleanse, I put on the, you know, the moisturizer. And then you would put on a primer, and then you would put on your makeup, and then you would put on a setter. And it's a lot to go through.
Wow.
Or you could just throw on some mascara and look
good. I'm so glad I'm a guy.
When you have good skin, you need less makeup.
Right. And you have great skin.
So
and you get ready. You get ready relatively quick on date night, or if we're just going out, man. You just give her a few minutes.
But not only your face, your whole body. It's just important to take care of your whole body.
You know, and you were talking about coconut oil, right? And we use coconut oil a lot in this house. I mean, I've done television with pieces on this, even cooking. But coconut oil is a natural anti-inflammatory. Yeah, I put it in my hair too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like a hot oil treatment. You know, I do take care of my hair. Probably better, definitely way better than my skin, but I'm catching up.
And it's fabulous. Like, if everyone gets a little dry skin in the winter, like on the bottom of your feet, you can just slather that on and put on a pair of socks overnight. And it just, like, really soaks it in and softens your skin. But, you know, as long as you have your own routine that you
Agreed.
Consistently.
And also be open to new technology, because I've been talking about exosomes now, you know, and I would like to just kind of delve into that for a moment. The company, you know, that I love and we partnered with is Exo. And the Exo is short for exosomes. So they literally have a patent worldwide with these exosomes. And just to kind of keep it simple, exosomes really are excreted from our cells, and they're targeted to cells that are not doing as well. So they help bring inflammation down. They help with the production of new collagen. So with these products, the thing that I've noticed most is it's lightened, because of the exosome technology, it's lightened my age spots, my sunspots. It's taken some of the wrinkles, and it's just lightened them up.
From all those years where you said you didn't take care of your skin.
I did. I used to be on, and this, I've never even said this on TV or radio. I used to go, my grandmother, she came from Italy. She worked in a factory with my grandfather. They slept in one big, large room that factory workers would get, with like 12 people in one room sleeping, and there would be a bathroom in the hallway. My grandmother saved up with my grandfather enough money. They bought it was called a candy store where they make, you know, ice cream floats and stuff. Saved all their pennies, and then bought, in the Great Depression, they bought a 6-family apartment building, believe it or not, in Brooklyn, New York, for $50,000. In those days, that was a lot of money. Now that apartment building is worth millions of dollars. And long story short, that's when my mom was born, with a midwife. My grandmother lived there, but I worked out downstairs in the basement. There's where all the garbage pails were, where all people would hang their clothes, literally. So I was like working out, pumping iron, and there was like underwear and bras behind me. Towels and stuff. That was the hungry years of how I started. But I would go all the way upstairs. I was the only one that was privileged to go. I had the key to get onto the roof. And it was fascinating. I would go on the roof, and we were very close to the Verrazano Bridge, largest expansion bridge that took the borough of Brooklyn and connected it to Staten Island. And between that was the Hudson River that opened up to the Atlantic Ocean. To the right, I would see the Empire State Building, and Manhattan was only 6 miles away. But I would go up there. My grandmother was throwing away an old mattress. I had it up there, had it covered, and I would bring, as she said, a bottle of baby oil. I put a whole thing of iodine in there. I'd shake it up.
Oh, the iodine is new to me. Oh.
I put the iodine in it because it stains. It stains your skin. And then I would take the reflector. If I didn't have a reflector, I would take a piece of cardboard and put tin foil around it. And I would bend it, and I would stay there for freaking hours and literally just toast my skin. And how I don't look like a lizard right now is beyond me.
We obviously didn't know what skin cancer was.
Exactly. And at the age of 16 and 17 and 18, you were like, it's never going to happen to me. But that was my routine for skincare.
You had like the self-tanner. You could have marketed that stuff.
Exactly. I'm sure it would have been off the market in a month, because the FDA would have said it definitely causes cancer, you know. But my point is that now, here I am, I feel so blessed that I feel as though they use that saying, at least in men, I would say more than women, that he's aging gracefully.
Yeah.
And I looked at some pictures, and again, I'm not dogging anybody, and I'm coming from a place of love, but I'm just grateful because I haven't taken care of my skin. And I look at some of my reunions from high school or from college, and it scares me. I'm like, oh my, I got a crush on her, or that guy, man, he was built. And all of a sudden, if you don't take care of yourself, your body's going to show. So it's how you invest in your body now that it's going to pay dividends years to come. So nutritionally, I mean, I haven't had red meat in, you know, other than now we have some grass-fed red meat over the last couple of years, maybe a few times a year. But consistently, I haven't had red meat for like 27 years, and I haven't had dairy products for 40 years. And it just shows what you put in is what you're going to get out. So I am definitely sold on having healthy skin for the rest of my life. I really am.
And one of the main things that we haven't talked about yet is, and maybe we're overlooking the obvious, but water. Hydration.
You gotta hydrate yourself.
Drink lots of water.
Half your ideal, even if you have to listen to this the second time, half your ideal body weight in ounces of water a day. So if you're 200 pounds, you should be ideally 200 pounds, your ideal body weight, then you should be having 100 ounces of water each and every day. Don't drink large amounts of water 15 minutes prior, during, or 15 minutes after eating, because you'll waterlog the food. It won't be absorbed nutritionally as well as if you did not have water instead of, you know. And we just had this conversation like a week ago. She's like, yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up, and you know, if you drink a lot of water, then you're not going to eat, or, you know, you're not
going to... I heard that myth. I thought it was true. Like, have a big glass or two of water before you eat so you don't eat as much.
And... Now, there's partial truth to that. You know, I'm just going to, we're with friends here. And I said, that's a bunch of quack. Because medical science is what I just said. But what ends up happening is if you drink, say, a few glasses of water, then you have your Thanksgiving dinner, you know, and the average Thanksgiving dinner, because you keep going back and it's almost like a 3-4 hour all day thing, is basically... The average Thanksgiving dinner is 4,000 calories. So that's why these quacker doctors or wannabes say drink lots of water. All that's going to do is allow you not to absorb protein, the building block, the muscle, essential fatty acids, which you need for your heart, for your hair, for your skin, for your brain, carbohydrates, energy food. So really, and again, I say this, you know, just honestly, you're going to just have expensive stool. It's going to go right through you. So why bother?
Okay, here's the other question everyone wants to know. So what about like juice, coffee, tea?
Is counting as water?
Yes, as part of your...
It's a great question. Like I just drank one of my favorite drinks from Zervita is Zeal. And it's an all-in-one... it's an all-in-one multi-mineral drink. It's got guarana, which is a distant cousin to caffeine. It's oil-based, so it's a slow takeoff and an easy landing. It doesn't mess with your blood sugars, so it's an energy drink too. So when someone drinks something like this, this is counting for water. So, you know, this is a good 10 ounces of water, 12 ounces of water. A tea will also count... it will count. It does have a little caffeine, so you may need to alter that. Mm-hmm. But if you're drinking, say, 6 cans of, I won't even mention a name, of pop. I don't want to throw anybody on the bus. So if you are drinking any of that, and it's got so much caffeine in it, or if you're sipping on a martini or some tequila, that is a natural diuretic. So things that have large amounts of caffeine, even if you have Excedrin migraine, it's got caffeine in it. So anything that has caffeine in it is going to neutralize, is going to set back your water quota. So say if you had 20 ounces of soda pop and you need 100 ounces of water every day, then you need to have 120 ounces of water to make up for those 20 ounces of pop.
Got
that's
it.
Going to go straight excreting through.
2 glasses of water for every cup of coffee.
Very good.
Nice. Or something like that.
She learns very quickly. You know, I just want to, before we kind of round up, I really just want to talk a little bit more about, like, I think I'm playing it down, but I'm so excited about it. And I think the reason why I feel God has given entrusted us with this platform worldwide with radio, podcast, TV, and what we do is knowledge is power, and it's about paying it forward and sharing it. So the reason why I'm excited about skincare specifically with exosomes is because of all this new technology. For example, it improves hydration, which we were just saying. So when I put this on, throughout the day, my skin just looks different. When your skin is hydrated, it's just a little thicker in appearance. It's a little puffier. So if it's puffier, I'll give you a good analogy, and I use this with Muffle.
No one wants to look puffy.
You're nice and plump in all the right places. I'm so bad. But all kidding aside, the analogy that I would use is take an old paper bag and squish it up. It's all wrinkled. That's how your muscles are when it doesn't have nitrogen and you're not given protein, which is the building block to muscle. Muscles are flat. If you blow up that paper bag, all those wrinkles subside. Now all of a sudden you hardly see them. Same thing, I'll use her terminology, when you put moisturizer on, when you drink water, it makes your skin more, what's the word? Plump.
Well, vibrant.
I'm learning from you.
Youthful, radiant. Blaster.
Radiant. My golly, all these words. I'm just overwhelmed. But all kidding aside, what I noticed in myself, which sold me on the technology and wanted me to partner with Exoceuticals, is that I truly felt the crow lines or my smile lines were fading, were lessened. The color, because she has more of an olive complexion, where I have more of a fair complexion. And you can see my age spots or my sunspots, freckles. They toned down. And it has everything to do with the exosomes. So look it up. You know, if you want more information on it, we're going to have a link below on YouTube, on all our platforms. You know, you could find us anywhere on your iPhone where you listen to your favorite podcast. You'll be able to find us. We also post on our social media at Peter and Nielsen. But this is exciting for me because I'm kind of a embryo. I'm like a little infant baby on learning about skincare. And I'm excited about it because, let's be honest, when you look in the mirror, if you look better to yourself, if you look a little younger to yourself in that mirror, it's going to come back and hit you in the face with confidence, self-worth, self-love. It has nothing to do with no one. It's you against you. Because if I'm more confident, I'm better in the boardroom as well as the bedroom. I have more confidence and I feel good about myself. If I feel yucky about myself, it's going to reflect in everything I do and everyone I associate with. Would you agree?
Yes, 100%.
You know, I mean, what would be, because you are definitely more knowledgeable on skincare than I am. You know, I may know the nutrients because of my education and my background and the science behind it, but you truly have lived it. For all the people out there that maybe never have used anything, maybe they're young, maybe they're listening, they're in their 20s, their 30s. Maybe there are some guys that are in their 40s and their 50s and they're listening because they normally listen, and we're kind of on a different topic today and it's intriguing to them. What would be one or two tips for beginners or for people just to better enrich their lives by taking care of their largest organ, their skin?
Well, the main factor is hydration. Protecting yourself from the sun, using a great like SPF. If you want to do anti-aging results, you can add a topical cream, or you can find an ingestible cream, and it's just keeping your skin clean and hydrated, and protecting it. Those three elements right there are the three main
great
factors.
Great tips. You know, and the other thing that, if you could just expand on for a second. I don't even know what it's called, but you bought me something, that blue little thing that I wash my face with a few times a day. And if I do have tanning stuff on, I put soap on it, and then it's rough, but it cleans my face and it opens up my pores. What is that called? It like exfoliates it. It's like a, it's a rough kind of.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. No, I don't remember what it's called.
Right, but it's like an exfoliating cloth.
Right. Yeah.
Right, and you can get it in like a sponge that's hard, you know, and then it's soft when you put water on it.
He loves that. I just buy stuff that has like the crystals in it, and I just use my hands. So either way, it all.
So so maybe I'll steal this from your bathroom. Very interesting. A sugar scrub.
Yeah.
Listen, I hope that you have enjoyed this segment. I've learned a little something from it, so I appreciate your knowledge. You know, and how can people find us if they want to reach us?
PeterNielsen.com, social media.
Yeah. And Peter and Nielsen. And if you want to email us, it's Peter at PeterNielsen.com.
Yep.
And again, you know, if you do and you are watching us on YouTube, and if you're not, go to YouTube and look for me under our name, Peter Nielsen or Peter's Principles. And if you like it, subscribe and tell us about yourself. And even if you wanted to be a guest on the show, we're always looking for new ideas, because truly this show is about living your purpose. And if you're not living your purpose, you're missing out. You're on the sidelines. And our goal is to get you back in the game of life, because that's what it's all about. Until next week, it's Peter and Joyce, and we truly appreciate you. God bless each and every one of you.